when we smelled the methane gas.
In the Dallas-Fort Worth area, residents including Rosemary Reed testified last fall at a federal hearing. The EPA had come here to investigate air pollution caused by the surge in drilling for oil and gas.
Chesapeake has put a gas well 537 feet from my backyard.
Drilling companies have been sinking natural gas wells in North Texas by the hundreds, now making Tarrant County the state's number one producer of natural gas. But drilling is also producing air pollution as toxic vapors escape from leaky valves and vents left open on storage tanks.
We absolutely recognize the huge impact that this is having, a negative impact on our air quality.
Lon Burnham is the Democratic state rep from Fort Worth who was on the road when we talked with him.
It's just adding to an existing problem.
The smog problem. There are similar fears in San Antonio, where the drilling technique known as fracking also has South Texas booming. San Antonio is just north and often downwind from Karnes County, now number one in Texas for oil production. Peter Bella works on air quality issues for local governments.
The San Antonio region is the largest city in the United States that is in full compliance with all air quality laws. At the same breath, I have to say that we are right on the cusp of violating the ozone standard.
Bella says their fear is they'll be pushed over that ozone edge by the pollution from thousands of diesel trucks, generators, and compressors now servicing hundreds of new well sites. Add to that what comes up out of the ground during the drilling process, what's called flowback, when methane and benzene can escape into the air. After holding hearings around the country, the EPA has now issued new federal regulations aimed at reducing those emissions. And in Texas, the state's Commission on Environmental Quality, the TCEQ, says it's being proactive, using helicopters with infrared cameras to sweep over South Texas in search of vapor leaks that otherwise would be invisible. But David Brimer, the director of air quality at the TCEQ, says while they do find leaks that operators are ordered to fix, he says drilling isn't generally making air pollution worse, as far as they can tell. Brimer cites air monitoring the state is doing around San Antonio.
But no clear-cut connection then between the increased drilling activity and any kind of ozone issue.
We haven't seen anything yet, that's correct.
Brimer says same story in North Texas.
A lot of monitoring out there, a lot of studies have been commissioned, done by us and other people, health studies, and they really haven't found anything.
Some residents in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, where drilling rigs are virtually in their backyards, dispute that. They've fought for buffer zones to keep wells 1,000 feet from residential property. By contrast, in rural South Texas, some residents seem far less troubled by the thousands of new wells drilled there in the past year.
There have not been any concerns voiced to me directly about that.
Daryl Fowler is the top administrator in DeWitt County, which is 900 square miles big, but has just 20,000 residents.
Rolling hills, beautiful terrain, lots of wildlife.
Distance seems to make a difference. Many of the newly drilled wells are miles from the nearest house, and the perception of what threat they may pose may be more distant, too. For State Impact Texas, I'm Dave Failing.